Now, I'm joined in the studio by singer-songwriter Johnny Mack and Billy Kebanda.
Oh, that's a very good
attempt.
No, it's brilliant. That's wonderful. It's Kebanda, yeah.
Now, Johnny was in the studio a couple of weeks ago. Johnny is a fantastic singer-songwriter. You've got coming up a gig which we're going to talk about, and it's actually a launch for your album.
Yes, yeah.
Since you've been in last, we've had your song, Down to the River, has been on the A-list. We've got another track by you, Walking. And, we've also got your new single coming up, which is called That's What You Do to Me.
Yeah.
And you're going to be singing that
live.
I'll
sing that live, yeah.
How long have you been singing for? Tell us your little story.
A few years back. Few redundancies with work, trying to make some money, and we're just thinking I could always sing a little bit. And it went from there, really. We met some amazing vocal coaches, have done a bit of work. It's never easy. I'm not a natural singer, and I will admit that.
What do you mean you're not a natural singer?
You know, there's people that can just sing amazingly. There's young people you hear, blimey, no training, they're just amazing. You've just got to train, and the more you train, the better you get. But it's been 10 years now, properly. Probably about 6. Paid.
And you gig all over the UK, and you've got 6 days free, is it, for gigs? If anyone
I've got
wants to
6 dates left this year on a Friday or Saturday that I'm available, but they're not going to be there very long, I've been told.
Yeah.
And I've got a few other things coming up with Panto as well and stuff. So
I just hate you even more now. I don't know why I invited you in.
Oh, yes, I am.
I'm his bodyguard at the moment.
Yeah. Know?
Billy the bodyguard.
Are you keeping the women at bay?
Well, something like that.
But no, I've just sort of rushed here today from work, so I've been working. I still work, I'm afraid. I'm not living the full dream yet. We're nearly there.
Go and check out Johnny's website. You've got a great video there, which you said you got the video done of you singing loads of snippets of songs, and it paid for itself within, what, about 6 weeks?
Yeah, that was it. That was done at All Star Studios in Danbury. They film a lot of the TOWIE videos for the music people. So my wife, Tara, she's listening, she actually found it online and said, oh, we'll try these guys. We went there, and they're the best producers I've worked with ever up until now, obviously.
Yeah.
I can't say because I've got chart hours, but yes, it's All Star were really good. They worked with me, they got a nice sound, and we're really good with the video. We had great fun, and it paid for itself pretty quick, and that's what started opening door to more gigs.
Now, we're going to come in and talk to Billy after this next song, because we need to talk about Loose Lads, which is obviously the male version of Loose Women.
Better.
Much, much better.
The thing is, I don't want to be rude about the Loose Women, but a lot of them on there are older women, and that's not a bad thing, because you have to have old people in the world, but I'm just saying older women, and you lot are kind of younger. It's on a, you've got a mixture.
Keep going, Michelle.
I'm just digging myself in now to a horrible thing.
I'm at the older end of the
we're
scale.
We're about everyone, actually, you know.
We've got a mix of all sorts.
We don't discriminate, you know.
Our head producer, Jay Connor, I know he's listening up in Newcastle. Hello, Jay and Kerry.
Hello, Jay.
he's the brainchild of it, but he's a bit crazy.
And it sounds a little bit risque to me, but we'll talk about it after this. We're going to play the track Down to the River, which was on the A-list. You've written this.
Lawrence Hobbs wrote it. I helped with it. And it's chart ass music.
I didn't say you helped. You've co-written it.
You know, the credits go to the guy. He's an amazing guy. He got me started on the road to writing music. Yeah. So, he's the one that's put me on the addictive path of writing.
And you join in. Everyone who listens to this, you end up joining in.
It sticks.
It does,
very
it?
Quickly.
Here we go. Here's Johnny Mack with Down to the River. We'll be back with Johnny and Billy to talk about Loose Men. That sounds like you've got some sort
Loose Lads.
Loose Men. Loose Lads. It does sound like you've got some sort of problem with your bowels when I said it like that. To apologise. Here we go.
I fell in love with a girl who wasn't you, down to the river in search of the truth. If you dance with the devil, you know you're gonna lose. Don't think that I'm such a fool. Down to the river, down to the river, down to the river of love. Down to the river, got nothing in my pocket.
Studio by Johnny Mack. That was Johnny Mack with Down to the River of Love.
Of love.
Wait, is there an actual river of love? Should we not talk about that? Was there a river of love? From that song?
Not for me, there weren't.
I prefer
the swimming pool.
There we go. Now we're joined by yourself and Billy, who is your, was it, co-presenter?
You got roughly
Jay Connor
a third of it today.
Digit Dave. Digit Davis.
Digit Davis. Don't call him Digit Dave. Yes. And Josh Hyatt.
Yeah. And you're doing a show. It's kind of like Loose Women, but obviously men, and it's called Loose Lads. And it goes out on Essex TV at the moment.
It's going to go on Essex TV. We're doing a launch night on the 21st of September at Kosher Nightclub, so everyone's welcome. We've got Stevie Richie coming. We've got the Big Brothers coming. We've got loads of other people from TV. A couple of EastEnders stars coming.
Yep.
They're going to be part of the night. I'll be performing Down to the River on the night as well.
So all right.
Yeah, baby.
But we're doing that.
But yeah, it's been good. The idea of the show is to try and figure out the female mind. So it's going to be a very, very long-running show.
And also, you know, it's about just getting opinions from the lads' perspective, you know what I mean?
It's based around five guys in a bar, after a couple of beers, what blokes do, talking about...
Don't you talk about makeup and things like that?
Well, not that in-depth in talk, you know, just, you know, walk around, you know, topics, don't we?
Well, I spend longer in makeup than the rest of you, don't I, because of the age. So they were like 10 minutes, I was there half hour having the slap put on, it's not good.
Any age of woman, if you're going out with a guy or just starting to go out and you send them a text message but they don't reply, can you let women know, is this a thing that men just don't like being on the phone, or they don't, or would you reply if you really like somebody? Or men don't think about it like that?
No, you see, right, women misunderstand men in many aspects, right? We do think about it. We're thinking.
Thinking about what?
If I reply to her right now, is she going to think I'm desperate?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and then you become nervous. All of a sudden, like, you go call your mates, go out for a pint, and you forgot about ringing her.
Yeah.
You didn't mean it. You were just, you know, romantically nervous.
Good get out,
Bill. Oh, I like that.
Good get out, Bill. He's very clever, this man.
Romantically nervous. And do you give hints and tips on dating women or how to get, you know...
We're talking about that when people with, like, problems with relationships phone in and stuff like that and sexual problems. It's just, we get all sorts. They just hashtag us and then we get back to them. So it's... I pick and choose my answers. So I actually go, because I'm a bit older and I've got a family, I'll choose what I want to answer.
Answer how I want to answer.
Billy answers,
you know,
what
if I feel like being gutsy and just pushing it out there, I'll just go with it, you know what I mean? I speak from the heart.
Yeah.
How long's the show for, is it?
I think it's going to be shrunk down to about 40 minutes, I think. I'm not too fully sure yet, but we have people come and perform on the show live. We had Paul Manners on BGT. He done the big ooh ooh song.
I think it was famous for missing a few lines.
Yeah, he forgot his words of his own song on BGT. Oh, yeah, he actually forgot his own. Now, can you imagine me doing Down to the River and forgetting the lyrics?
No, not really.
Been impossible, really, but he did forget his lyrics.
How embarrassing.
But he's a lovely fellow, and he came and he had a chat. And then
full
of
energy.
The other group was at MOB Recordings, a music company from London. They come in and they were very talented.
Do you have any foxy ladies coming along as well? Because that's what they do.
We've got Jordan Gray coming in this week. Lovely Jordan Gray. She is coming on this week. We've got...
Longest legs ever.
I know, yes. It's quite embarrassing to talk to someone who's like 3 foot taller than you. But who have we got? We've got Alex Reed coming on the show at some point. Anton Stevens, who's a friend of mine from X Factor. Mm-hmm. Stevie Richie's going to come on.
I've just got to mention again, Big Brothers. They're actually coming to our launch party on the 23rd.
21st September. We've done that one already.
Yes. I forget things very easily.
Now, we've got to talk about your launch. 7th of October in Witham, you've got your album launch. So, how many tracks on the album?
There is going to be 7 tracks on the album. We've got one. Walk-in's also being made into an Ibiza club mix as well at the minute.
Excellent.
By Josh Hyatt, who's one of our panellists. He's a bit of a great producer. 7th of October in Witham Public Hall. Tickets are on sale. You can get to them through Witham Town Hall or contact me through Facebook and Twitter. 7 tracks, and then we're going to do a set of covers as well afterwards. Plus, we've got some support acts. We've got Macaulay coming in. Macaulay Elvin's coming. Ariana Morgan will be coming. We're still working with Lydia. We're hoping Lydia will come. We've just spoke to her mum, so we're just making sure. We can't say, because we're not. She's a very busy girl, and if she can, it'd be great. If she can't, it's just one of the things. But and a couple of other bands are going to come along. We've got a couple of people lined up. So it could be good. We've got magicians, dancers, some of my friends from Panto for this year.
Yep.
So they're coming.
What are you playing in Panto this year?
Prince Charming in Snow White in Romford.
Billy, what do you reckon? Is that a good move?
I ain't got a clue, mate. No comment, Your Honour.
not seeing you in tights, but I'm sure it looked very nice.
Oh, yes, he is. Yeah,
he's flattering his eyelashes there. Did you see that? He's getting in the moment.
You're going to see me blush.
I don't get blush for everything.
He has got really red. Yeah. So it's the 7th of October at Witham, and that's the Witham Public Hall in Collingwood Road.
Michelle, you've got your tickets already there, so for Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much. How much are they?
They're £10 each, or £15 for a VIP.
Some of the money, or all of the money, going towards charity?
I work with a charity called Brainwave. I'm an ambassador. The charity, the patron is Mr. Ollie Mers.
Yeah.
So myself and Ollie, we're quite big with Brainwave, and they're going to come along. They're going to do a charity auction, a raffle. Some of my album sales will go to them as well. So we're doing a bit for them, because they have to raise £90,000 a year just to put one kid through a centre, so it's a lot of money. But it's something I've done a lot with since I've been singing. and they're one of my main charities.
Now, we're going to hear another track. This is going to be on the album as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The album's called My Time, by the way. Yeah, it is.
Is it My Time? My Time. Oh, I like that. What do you think, Billy? Do you like the name of the... No,
absolutely. I love it. You know what I mean?
Billy's looking like he's going, what would you name that for?
No, do you know what, right?
It's My Time.
I had a bit of a late night looking after the baby, you know what I mean? Obviously not breastfeeding.
No.
But, you know, it's hard work.
Well, I don't know.
You know, a baby works up for the night. You got to feed it and change it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
We're parents, aren't we, Bill? So we know.
Yeah, hardcore parents, mate.
How many children you got, Bill?
20.
20, there you go.
Really?
I've just got 5. The 2, so it's fine.
2, yeah. I never went down that road.
You know what? It's a great thing that can happen to a person. I think having kids is great.
Yeah,
it does change your perspective on life a lot.
When you haven't got them, you think, oh, no. But when you get them, you just don't look at life the same again.
No.
Yeah, you look at it more.
Misery, don't you?
No.
I can go off on holiday, get in my car and go out and do what I want. That's my life.
That's what grandparents are for. I know they're listening as well.
Thank you very much. Right, now we've got Walking. This is by you. You've co-wrote this.
This is actually my own work. This is one of my own work.
Here is Johnny Mack with Walking. Don't forget we'll have a chat more with Johnny and Billy. Getting my words mixed up now, getting all in a fluster. Talking about things off air. Oh, we won't say what we're talking about off air.
No. Extreme Olympics.
We're walking as the sun goes down and beat. People laughing and my toes don't touch the street. Don't care who's watching, cause I'm taking my rear view down. I don't wanna ride with you, no I don't wanna ride with you, cause I'm saying, ooh, there's nothing in my way. Ooh, I hear what you try to say. Ride with you, I know I don't wanna ride with you, cause I'm saying I don't wanna ride with you, I don't wanna ride with you. I'm walking the distance, but my feet don't touch the ground. Walking persistence, ain't nobody gonna bring me down. You might think I'm on my straight home.
Oh, and I'm Johnny. Never
walk alone.
Oh. Don't forget about me.
Billy Cabanda.
I'm not just going to stand here and watch.
Yeah, come on, Billy. You need to. That was the gorgeous Johnny Mack, but also we have the gorgeous Billy in the studio as well.
Absolutely.
Are you doing a live thing?
I'm doing a live. Michelle can't do Facebook Live, so I can. No. Hello, everybody. Oh, you can hear me through the radio on my phone. Oh, sorry, Michelle, is your phone working yet?
No, it's not working.
Say hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Mike.
I just waved then and I saw the bottom part of my arm just waving around. Do you know when you get that horrible bit of skin? You want to talk about that on air. Let's not go there.
No, I won't talk about that. I'm going to switch off now.
So I have to wear a cape. Moving swiftly on. Billy, you're also a musician as well.
Yes, somewhat of a budding musician myself, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, I venture in the field of rap music.
Yes.
Singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled alongside Jay, who helped me meet the producer that's working on Mr. Max. Remix, mm-hmm. Mr. Joss Hyatt. We did a song called Cover Up, which you can listen to on soundcloud.com/The Impossible Men. That's the SoundCloud name.
Are you going to give us a bit of a rap now? You're going to just go on, Bill. A little bit. No swearing though, Bill, because I don't want me. If I have to walk over the other side of that desk and punch you, I will. But just, you know, if you want to have a go.
Go on, Bill.
My freestyling is terrible, okay? yo, I swear to God, I can rap. It's not even Christmas. I hope to God I'm on Santa Claus's wish list of the best kid to get the best present. No, is that
this good? Is a guy that auditioned for 9 Mile.
Thank you very much, Billy. It's lovely.
Hello, Maria Davis. I've got someone listening through Facebook. This is my lovely lady from the beauty salon that I have to go to get
really?
Beautiful.
Do you have your eyebrows? You guys sort of have your eyebrows. You know, like in today's society, lads.
I manscape.
Really?
No, I don't.
What's manscape?
Oh,
just have it all trimmed and I don't.
Oh, no, I'm very well groomed. It's just that
it's male grooming is very big.
You know, I look after my hair, gel my hair, wash my hair.
It's actually going to be a topic on the show as well, male grooming. It's going to be a topic.
Yeah. I think men are more into their beauty products now than ever before.
Absolutely. And I think they should be, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing like wrong with looking after yourself. Nothing, you know.
Obviously, apart from the hair. hair's having a bad day today.
His hair looks like a very bad afro. Like, you know, just a very bad afro.
Your wife is gorgeous as well. You always talk about
my
your wife.
Tara is lovely.
You've not said you loved her.
That's Tara Routledge. You can hear me right now on your phone doing your work from home.
What does she think about you doing Loose Lads? Has she sort of been watching it? She's just come along to the recordings? And
we just, you know, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. So it's opening doors. You have to be. I've been very fortunate in what I've done.
Mm.
You have to be in the right place.
Yeah.
people get jealous of it, but
have you had anything negative? I saw something you write in something about what have you had? Have you had some sort of like, have you had trolls?
Is it not trolls, more like elves?
Really? No, what are these people you know?
Sometimes you know, sometimes you don't. They just don't like the style of music, and I'm afraid there's artists I don't like, so I can see their perspective. I used to take it to heart.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, you obviously know who I am, whether you like me or not. You know who I am now, so I'm doing something right. You've heard of me.
Yeah.
Billy, you've got to stop sending him those messages. It's not nice.
I know. It's the Loose Lads trolls that are doing it.
It's got about 8 different accounts just sitting there going, I hate you.
I've got a nice fan base. We're trying to build it. We're going to be touring Pontins as well very soon. Yep. We start at Pakefield on Monday night, Pontins. So, little tour, selling some merchandise and singing my tracks. To try and build the older ladies up in the audience.
Build them up with what?
Just with Johnny Mac.
Estrogen.
Bit of Mac love.
Fill them up with Mac.
Obviously, my main Mac love goes to my wife, because my wife is absolutely lovely.
You're going to do a live track now. This is your brand new song?
This is one of them, yes. We actually wrote 3 songs in the studio last week in a day and recorded them all in a day. One of them, which is dedicated to my lovely wife. It's a beautiful song.
And what's it called?
It's called That's What You Do To Me.
That's What You Do To Me. Your smile, the way you look at me, your smile, happy as can be, your smile sets my heart free. That's what you do to me. Your kiss, way I feel inside. Your kiss, this I cannot hide. Your kiss makes me go wild. Thanks. Yay. Can I go back to my desk now?
You can. That was absolutely brilliant. That was Johnny Mac singing live in the studio. We didn't give him a big round of applause. Come on, Billy, let's try again.
No, I added a massive round of applause. Yes.
Yes.
It was the delay in transmission.
And just to let you know, that is actually live in the studio. No jiggery pokery with the reverb that is singing.
No, there's nothing.
So,
oh, I hate that.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Love a bit of reverb.
Well, one day we might get some reverb. If anybody's listening out there want to send us in a reverb unit, we'd be very grateful.
Yes, we are looking for any donations, please, to Phoenix 98FM.
Thanks very much. Well, you know, we have to get our money from somewhere.
www.johnnymac.co.uk.
And you can also phone Mr. Johnny Mac on Twitter at...
@ Mr. Johnny Mac, and it's the same on Facebook as well and Instagram, just @ Mr. Johnny Mac with a K, and you can find me on there as well.
And excellent, it's been lovely to see you again. Thank you very much.
Beautiful as always, Michelle.
I can't help it, it's just a natural thing. Billy's just looking at me horrified over
which
the top.
Which work
at
Michelle?
No.
Like going, what are you talking about?
I was trying to wink at you, but my eyes are a bit dry. You know what I mean?
Dry eyes. Isn't that horrible?
But I'm really winking.
Are you?
But you lovely Phoenix listeners, you can go onto iTunes and buy Down to the River. It's still selling. Please buy it and tell your friends. Just share.
Well, that's how the
share it.
We want it.
That's
to chart.
Why we need local radio stations all over the place giving artists a chance to be heard, because otherwise. You don't get
and hello to our friend Mr. Justin Lee Collins, who is listening, Mr. IMJLC, who's a legend himself.
Yeah, he's got the same hair as me.
We've just got to get to his show and nick one of his mugs.
I like him. He's ever so friendly, and his song, very good singer as well.
Well, I'm up in Manchester in November at Old Trafford singing there, so I'm going to try and see if I can catch up with him and pinch one of his mugs from his show.
Oh, has he got mugs? I didn't know that. Maybe I can
do a
swap.
Well, he might have. I must have something I can have.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take him a laminated picture of Johnny Mac. It's fine.
A laminated one. There we go. It's always important to have that.
Spilled coffee on it.
Well, there we go. The laminated picture. Thank you very much. Coming in.
Thank you for having me again. I'm sure I'll see you again soon.
Oh, sorry. Can you say that separately? Because it was like a big rush of.
I was just saying thanks. You know what I mean? Oh yeah. Cheers.
Can we give Billy a round of applause?
I've never ever done anything like this in my life. I'm just starting off and everything, and I'm going to repeat again. Soundcloud.com, The Impossible Men,
and watch Loose Lads and find us on Facebook and Twitter. Mighty Loose Lads on Twitter, or just Loose Lads on Facebook. Just tell your friends about it. We want the show. We need sponsorship for the show, so we want it to work. So if it gets sponsorship, It's going to be on Sky next year as well, for Essex TV.
Yeah, we need your support. Fully.
Everyone support it. Tell your friends. Phone in. Give us your questions.
It's going to be a good show, and it will go.
We're
on
going to get Michelle in maybe for an interview one day.
Yeah,
as well.
Well, you've got the young foxy ones, and then you've got somebody who sort of turns up on sticks, because otherwise, you know, I can talk about loads of stuff.
And we can talk about Billy's favourite subject, which is
the Extreme Olympics.
Dun, dun, dun.
You'll find out. Only if you search for Loose Lads.
Lovely. Okay, there we go.
Thanks very much
to Johnny Mac and to Billy Cabanda.
Bye-bye. Yes.
Thank you. You're welcome. 12:51. Bob's coming up next, but here's some ads.